Blog Talk Radio.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes near, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. 90 million Americans don't vote. America loses. 1 week left to freedom or slavery. The most important election since 1781, and nobody realizes it. Two cops are murdered in San Francisco, and the chief of police grandstands for the politicians he's looking out for. He surely did not stand up to his police. And he's wearing too many stars on his collar. He's not Patton. Usually when a country is betrayed and the gates are open to the enemy, it's one or two traitors. Tonight it is the Democrat Party of Death, the party that legalizes sin, from murder to drugs. 4,700 American babies were chopped to death today. Our tax money pays $381 a severed head. And ISIS has only cut the heads off of four, and we cut the heads off of 4,700, and they were all babies. Many are burned in ovens. Did you know that? Did you know that Canada sends its hospitals in Canada send their abortions to be burned in U.S. ovens? Did you know we have ovens to use babies to generate heat? Where else did they use ovens to burn bodies? Where else? I'm trying to remember. Check it out. Google child murder. Tomorrow, another 4,700 POWs, prisoners of the womb, will be liquidated with extreme prejudice. No names, not even tattooed numbers on tiny arms. At least the Germans used to register the dead before they died. In 8 days, we will kill 37,600 more children than are on the border waiting to come in. Who kills their own and takes in strangers? Time to close the borders and the chop shops. Can't we find a better way to prevent sexual mistakes? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. I'm going to give you the Ten Commandments of Love, because it seems like we're missing love in this country. Bartender, champagne.
I shall never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
Okay, we're back, and I see that we're back to Sputnik in the 50s. Yes, I remember Sputnik. You're too young to remember Sputnik. The Russians beat us to space, and we all stood around with our mouths wide open catching flies as we watched Sputnik circle the Earth. And then we realized the Russians were ahead of us. So we elected a guy named Kennedy, and he told us he'd have a man on the moon. And he did it. Then along came Obama and says, we're not going to the moon anymore. And from now on, you'll get a ride with the Russians. So now we're back to Sputnik in 1957. Yes, he's bringing us back. Back to the future. It is ridiculous, man. It is absolutely ridiculous. It looks like they're going after that ranch of Bundy again. Let me see if we can get you some information on that. Rancher calls new public laws. They're trying to squash every little businessman in America. They only want communist serfs. They don't want any independence in this country. They're even brainwashing your children. See that kid that scored an interception and his team was winning by 65 points, and they suspended the football game, fired the coach, and took the football away from the little kid? Yeah, America under the Soviet thumb. Bunkerville Rancher Cliven Bundy claims the feds are retaliating against his family with a wide-ranging public lands plan that would blanket a swath of southern Nevada with environmental protections. The EPA has got to go. That is a communist front organization. It's designed to destroy the independence and the spirit of America. EPA has got to go. IRS has got to go. And the DNC has got to go. That's the divide and conquer party. Now the Communist Party. And we got to take 67 Senate seats in this next week. They've got to fall into the Republican camp. And then once they're in the Republican camp, we can start cleaning up the Republicans. Yeah, because they're only rhinos. They're just they're Democrat light. Well, we got to clean up the Republicans, but before we do that, we got to neutralize this Obama bin Lenin. Yes, yes. What did I hear? Something came to mind today. Somebody was talking. Well, anyway, let me go back to this and maybe it'll come to me. Including much of the Gold Butte range around his 160-acre ranch. I got to tell you, there should be, you know what laissez-faire is? It's French for leave alone. And we should be laissez-faring farmers, miners, and ranchers, and fishermen, and get the hell out of their face and let them make their own progress. And anybody that gets in their way should be tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail. Quick note, you know this American Indian up in Washington State that invited the five friends to a meeting in the lunchroom and he killed them. And then he killed himself. You don't hear the communists saying we got to take their guns away. You know why? Because that's the last thing you'll ever get away with is taking guns away from American Indians. There's no way you're going to seize their guns. And I've often said when I hear these, like, what is the people that didn't have an armed guard in the classroom in a neighborhood they thought was completely gun-free? Sandy Hook in Connecticut. If they had one armed guard, all those kids would be alive today. But nobody likes to face reality. Nobody likes to face reality. So, as proposed, nearly 3 million acres in southern Nevada will be locked away from the people. And Harry Reid's got a big hand in that. This includes most uses on the land, such as recreational, agriculture, including ranching, and or otherwise, the Bundy family said in a blog post this Sunday. The Bureau of Land Management closed that, closed the EPA, closed the IRS, and if I still have it, I'm going to read it to you. Somebody had a 13% flat tax proposal. I liked it. The Bureau of Land Management put out its draft resource management plan. That's fancy words for screwing the people. An impact statement. The only impact is they are putting the vice grips on freedom. The comment period will close January 7th after a series of public meetings set to begin November 3rd. Now, who's paying for all of these phonies to get up there and proselytize? These are proselytized toots. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Okay. Let me see if I can find that one on the flat tax. I did save it. Let me see. Chuck Schumer predicts that the Democrat Party is going to win. Yeah, he'll be down in the bunker soon. Yeah. Feeding poison to Blondie. Blondie was Hitler's dog, his German shepherd. Democrats love Catherine Hovey. Turnout voters. Media star jumps into Breitbart News Roundup. Woman begs America to kill her. You know this story? This is a sad one, man. Oh, I saw a video, probably a YouTube video. Kurds in England put on a demonstration showing Kurdish women in Syria being sold at an auction. So they had about five Kurdish girls in burqas, and they had them all linked together with a chain, and the guy was auctioning them off on a street in London. And he started the auction off at $100 a girl. And one of the girls started to try and get away, and the guy knocked her down and started beating her up. And this was just a skit to show the people of England what's going on in Syria under ISIL, ISIS, and Islam. Because this is Islam in all its splendor. And don't think it's not. Yeah. Woman begs America to kill her so ISIS will stop raping her. While they may be appearing less often in the daily news cycle, the atrocities being committed by ISIS continue unabated. The innocent, weak, and defenseless people living under ISIS rule in Iraq and Syria face horrific and inhuman choices every day. Over the last few months, we brought you stories of massacres, beheadings, beatings, torture, rape, and monstrous brutality. Have we become inured to the horrors? I believe we have. Or we just don't want to face up to them. I pray that we never grow accustomed to these stories. I pray that they continue to sicken us to the very core. Maybe instead of showing Friday the 13th movies in the theaters, they should just substitute what's going on over there and see how many people finish their popcorn. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, believable. You're terrible. I hate pop-ups. I got to find a way to stop them. Okay, let me see what. I pray that we never grow accustomed to these stories. I pray they continue to sicken us to the very core. Every time we hear them, I pray that our people would grow heartsick over the plight of the defenseless people being terrorized daily in the Muslim enclaves of barbarity. This is the way they live. This is the way they die. They're not afraid to die. Oh, they got the picture of the thing I just told you about. The Daily Mail is reporting a disturbing story coming out of Iraq about a Yazidi woman who has been forced into sex slavery by ISIS. The story comes by the way of the BBC World Radio Service. The BBC is a liberal organization. The BBC was interviewing Kurdish activists in London with direct knowledge of what is happening on the ground. And about this Yazidi girl, she's a sex slave in a brothel somewhere in Iraq. Is that like a mosque? She was recently able to get a phone call out to rebel fighters and beg them to help her and the other women living in the ISIS-made hell. A man named Karam recounted the story of the call. Describing the woman as crying on the phone, Karam quoted her as saying, "If you know where we are, please bomb us. There is no life after this. I'm going to kill myself anyway. Others have killed themselves this morning. I have been raped 30 times and it's not even lunchtime. I cannot go to the toilet. Please bomb us." Karam and Kurdish activist friends in London have been agitating for the British government and the British people to do more. Good luck. good luck. And, you know, they had a picture of a girl who serves in the Kurdish army. And they were singing her praises, how, you know, how great she is. And turns out, if it's true, she's been captured and beheaded. And they were displaying, a guy was holding her head, head by her hair. Yeah, these are all barbarians, man. Barbarians from the 7th century. They haven't changed. The Arabs have a saying, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. So, let me see here. Looks like I might have wiped out that story that I wanted to tell you. Let me see if this is it. Yeah, this is it. I found it. Okay. The gentleman, I think, who put this out, his name is Jim Best. So I'm giving you credit, Jim. And this is what he's saying. This is whistleblowers, IRS officials behind fraudulent multi-billion dollar corporate tax giveaways. Every time anybody makes a purchase anywhere, a printed document is admitted and handed to that consumer as proof of purchase. Everything one would like to know about that particular item or reams of items purchased is printed on that small piece of paper. The store name, the store phone number, the address, every item electronically scanned is listed, totaled, and a subtotal. Dollar amount is printed. Following this marvel of technology appears itemized taxes in the form of tax one of, say, 8.3% with the dollar amount appearing, tax two of, say, 1% with the dollar amount appearing, tax three of, say, 0.3% and a dollar amount appearing, and so forth. Just below appears the word total. Just below this marvel of information, technology appears payment source, cash, credit card, or other accepted payment source. Total dollar amount debited from payment source. Account number and credited to the store's source. Registered account as follows. REF number, network ID, APPR code, and even a terminal number. This transaction is recorded with a date and time stamp. Voila! Exit the IRS, enter the flat tax of 13%. See how simple it would be to do away with a behemoth of dinosaur proportions, IRS, every state revenue tax collection agency, IRS court, judges, tax attorneys, etc., etc. This industry of corruption would disappear. Be more equitable with justice for all Americans. Folks, if Putin and a bevy of East European countries can implement a flat tax of 13% across all of Russia, why can't we, the American people, do the same? Think of that flat tax at the source, handed to each consumer for their records, huh? It's already there, for Pete's sake. Why do we, the people, need the IRS, huh? Abolish this dinosaur now. Congress vote for a flat tax of 13%. Each state can legislate their existing tax schedule at the source. God bless America. Stupid is as stupid does. Okay, so there's one solution to the problem. We don't need the IRS, and they've just turned into a Gestapo for the party of death. Yes. They're going after people who speak up. They do audits. And if you stand up against Obama, you will be audited. So, having said that, let's see what else. Media star jumps into Obama eligibility. And they got a picture of Obama in an SS uniform. Tell every lawmaker in the House and Senate it's high time to impeach Obama. He's done nothing but disgrace the office of the president. I got to tell you, I was getting a complex watching him work, and I thought that he hated white people. But I'm wrong. I'm absolutely wrong. He doesn't hate white people. He hates Americans. This is the most unpatriotic president you ever see. You will ever see in the history of never to be duplicated again. I'm going to give you a little three-minute sound, a Brazil sound. Let's see how it sounds. I have a rule of thumb. I never got involved in politics until I started paying attention after I retired. And I have a rule of thumb. I use a simple rule of thumb. If you vote to burn my flag, you're not an American, and you don't deserve to hold the highest office in the land, one of the highest offices in the land. You don't deserve to be there. Because you represent all the crosses that are planted throughout the world for Americans who fought and died for that flag. And for you, you dirty scumbaggio, to go and vote for the Flag Desecration Act to be defeated is the same as voting to burn the flag. And I got to tell you, I did a review of who votes to burn the flag. And I'll just give you an example. 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators, that is 100 senators, 48 of them voted to burn the flag. Now, they lie. They give you the communist lie. Oh, no, it's not voting to burn the flag. It's freedom of speech. What's freedom of speech? Putting a match to Old Glory? the same old glory that's going to drape 4 or 5 coffins coming off a plane tonight, being classified as NATO troops to be identified later? You don't think that's not happening? You're gonna say, how about the flag that was on the 4 guys from Benghazi that were left by the commander-in-chief, which is punishable by firing squad? That's called cowardice in the face of the enemy. So, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 8 of them were rhinos. Most of the rhinos are gone. Mitch McConnell is one of the few that's left. The other 40 are Democrats. And here's what I found. I'm big on pro-life, and I'm big on patriotism. And I've been believing the one oath and the one country. I don't believe in having 2 passports and hedging my bets. If I'm going to go down with the ship, it's going to be Columbia, and not the Communist University, but the gem of the ocean. So the other thing that I'm strong on is abortion, because I believe that smarter people can find a better way than to hack a baby to death to cover a mistake that was made. And I don't know how you can live with yourself and do that. And the biggest offender are the men, because they just look the other way and shrug their shoulders. They take no responsibility. It's the woman that has a life and death decision in her hands. The guys, you're lucky if they'll give you cab fare to go to the clinic. It is really sad. Absolutely. Let me tell you, if men had to have abortions, there would be unbelievably alternative methods. Yeah, unbelievable. But anyway, so I have found in my reviews 3 times the Flag Desecration Act has come up since 9/11, and all 3 times it was defeated. The last time it lost by 1 vote. And I have found that 80% of senators and congressmen who vote to kill kids, you know, they call, what they call it, pro-choice. There's no choice. Did the kid have a choice? Huh? What was it, a judge of one and no jury? No absentee ballot? I found that 80% of, I call them baby killers, are flag burners. Now, to even make it worse, these people voted for partial birth abortion, which means that before the kid's head is out of the womb, they can crush it and throw them in the garbage. That's partial birth abortion. Kill him before he can see the light of day or sense the light of day. That's murder, man. That's murder. So partial birth abortion, and 80% of flag burners vote for partial birth abortion. Now it even gets worse. You know that when they're delivering that child is a viable child. Once that child is out of the womb, that child can survive. No problem. So somebody introduced a bill to say, okay, if you're going to kill them, at least don't let them suffer. Give them anesthesia so that they don't feel any pain as their head is being crushed. And 80% of the flag burners said, no anesthesia, because if we give them anesthesia, then we have to admit they feel pain, and we say they don't feel pain. I'd like to take you to my dentist, and we do a little session without Novocaine. So we got to find 4,700 kids a day are being murdered in the United States, and every time I see the Holocaust And I see the murder of Jews, Gypsies, Christians, homosexuals, Russians. I see abortion. When I see the experiments of Dr. Mengele with twins and little children being put to the side while their mother has been sent into the gas chamber, and the kids will be sent to the gas chamber after they're experimented on, like changing the color of the irises in their eyes and sewing separate kids, twins, together to make Siamese babies. And you don't think the horrors that took place in that place are the same as what took place in Gosnell's Chop Shop. And where was he, in Baltimore, Philadelphia? I hope he wasn't in Philadelphia. That's supposed to be the city of brotherly love. Yeah, that movie's coming out. It'll probably have, it'll be condemned. Yeah, but everybody will get to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre 27. Why not see the real Chainsaw Massacre? Well, anyway, I just thought I had to give you a little plug for pro-life, because everybody looks the other way. And I don't want to be too heavy, so I'm going to play a tune called Babyface. That Kurdish girl I told you about, her name is Rihanna, and she was a temporary celebrity because she was fighting with the Kurds against ISIL, but reportedly she was captured and they beheaded her. So now she'll be out of the news. And there's also an Iranian girl who was shot in the chest by the Iranian Baji. Everybody forgot about her. I think her name was Nada. And well, she was out there demonstrating, pair of jeans and a white blouse, and they put about 3 bullets in her chest. She was just waving a banner. And that's Islamic justice under the mullahs and the crazy ayatollahs. So... and we missed the boat. We could have freed Iran when the day we went rolled into Iraq. We could have started the and funded and armed the Iranian Revolution. Iran sits on the border of Iraq. We could have killed 2 tyrants with 1 guided missile. But... too much political correctness, and that, by the way, political correctness is a Russian tactic. It's a communist tactic. It goes back to 1914. Okay, let's see. Man asked to remove NRA hat before voting. And I said, oh, thank goodness he didn't have a cross or an American flag pin. And so here's somebody's response to that same situation. What's next? it will be for me to remove my Christian cross because it offends an atheist poll worker. I would have stood my ground and asked for an election official to come to the polling place and show me how it is different for me to be wearing a hat or a pin while at the same time, within restricted polling areas, a Black Panther with a baseball bat is threatening voters and nothing is done about it. That's right. Communists are ruling the country, and the Democrat Party of Harry Truman is no more. You now have the Communist Party of Joseph Stalin. Yes, and Stalin hated churches, just like this president and his party. So, having said that, I'm going to look for a number to play. And, there was controversy about the Star Spangled Banner. People want it removed. Some people call it the baseball song. And Obama came out and said he wanted I'd like to buy the world some Coke. Yeah. And I have a better suggestion. I want the number two choice of the American people when they picked the Star Spangled Banner over this tune.
Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His name is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Figures you and me, as he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Like that tune too. especially those who remember the Civil War. Okay, we were chatting tonight, and we were comparing notes, rhinos and Democrats. And one of my cliches is when you get to the top, it's all the same people. And I hate to admit that, but I recall George Bush being lambasted day and night by the party of death. And after he retired from office, there I see him with Bill Clinton, and they're comparing libraries. And I said, yeah, it only proved when you get to the top, it's all the same people. Really sad. And then I did a survey comparing notes on, there was a website, I can't remember the name of it, but it verifies all the campaign contributions that go into the coffers of all the politicians. And, of course, being on the side of God, I only looked at the Democrats. And so I picked out a handful of Democrats and to see who their champagne contributors are. And I zeroed in on John Kerry. Do you know who John Kerry's largest contributor has been in the past? Take a guess. You ready? You sitting down? Bain Capital. That's Mitt Romney's company, remember? When you get to the top, it's all the same people. There's only one party fighting for America, and it's the most lambasted party, castigated party, looked down upon, and that's the Tea Party. And to show you just how on their own the Tea Party is, there was a guy on Mark Levin and, last night, and he was running for office, and I forget which state. It was a state below Virginia. It might have been in the Carolinas. And Mark asked him, he goes, you getting a lot of help from the Republican Party? And he says, not a dime. Not a dime. They consider me the enemy. So now when I get calls from the Republican Party, I don't even answer them. I don't send any money to the Republican Party. I only send it to the Tea Party and their candidates. I only send it to individuals who stand up. I often joke and say that the national anthem for my party, the Spirit of America Party, and the reason I have my own party is I don't want anybody to blame another party for what I say and for what I take responsibility for. So I said a long time ago to myself, you know what, I'm going to have my own party, and this way nobody can accept or deny me. And my party's national anthem is The Farmer in the Dell. And when you get to the part where the cheese stands alone, that's me. So we got somebody here crying tonight, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And they're asking for help. And they're from the Tea Party. Wherever you can, support the Tea Party. Because I got to tell you something. When Jesus told that story about the parable of the Good Samaritan, that guy was a Tea Party member. It's in the Bible. You know what else is in the Bible? Hillary will be president of the United States. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. A beast will appear in the heavens and will have seven heads and seven Democrat diadems. And her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. That's Hillary Clinton. To a T. To a Tea Party. Okay. Joe Biden says we got to stop at the Tea Party. You know what's happening to Joe Biden? You know who Joe Biden's biggest enemy is? The Democrats. They snidely. They do him. You see, A good communist tactic is assassination by ridicule. Look what they did to Sarah Palin, right? Who stood with Sarah Palin when she was being assaulted? Did John McCain defend her as strongly as he defended Barack Obama when that lady said, "I think he's a Muslim"? Little old lady had more sense than McCain. And McCain said, "Come on, Ma, knock it off." Yeah, I think his mother didn't vote for him. Oh, that's probably one of the biggest secrets in the Republican Party. And I got to tell you, I don't trust Lindsey Graham. Sorry, South Carolina, you can do a lot better. You can do a lot better than Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, he has thoughts of majesty. I don't trust him. He says all the right things, you know. What did Cicero say about the enemy inside the gates? Okay, hey you, we're fighting what seems to be an endless battle. Obama and his liberal army are making it difficult as they can for us, but still, because of you, we made incredible strides. I got to tell you, I got four party platform points. One term per termite. Two, the only lobby should be in a hotel. There are 40,000 lobbies in Washington. How is your vote ever going to count? What are you going to send to your guy? I send $10 at a clip. How much do you send? Okay? If I see my collection basket go around one more time in church, I recognize the same dollar that was there in the 50s. Yeah. Watch out, boys. We're being snookered. Yeah, so I only support Tea Party candidates. And when I got on the attack, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's what I started to tell you. The biggest enemy of Joe Biden is the Democrat Party. They want to make sure he is not a candidate for presidency because Hillary is on the schedule. Hillary's dance card is full. Yeah, and tonight she's quoting Saul Alinsky. Yeah. Her and Obama, there's no difference, man. They both left people to die in Benghazi, and so did Leon Panetta, and so did General Dumpster Dempsey. They all sold out for the party. Yeah, that's in my humble opinion. Yeah, unbelievable. What did Hillary say? Who cares how they died? And what did Panetta say? We can't go in, guns are blazing, we don't know the layout. Huh? That's like sending your kids to go out and play in traffic and then say, we can't go out there and get them. There's cars moving up and down. Yeah, unbelievable, man. I get a little leery. Some parents don't really keep an eye on their kids. They talk about helicopter moms, but I saw a situation the other day. One kid went into a house to play with other kids. Parents weren't even looking for her. And you can't do that. You can't do that. I learned my lesson a long time ago. My wife took three of our kids shopping, and she said, I'm leaving the youngest with you, just to keep an eye on her. And I was doing something. I was engrossed in what I was doing. I turned around. The kid was gone. Man, I died 1,000 deaths. I went to my next door neighbor, and I said to her, did you see my little girl? And she goes, no, probably your wife came back and took her. And that's what happened. And they knew it. They were just teaching me a lesson. I learned good, man. And I tell you something, I'd rather learn the easy way than the hard way. I know a guy that has a T-shirt that says, I have to learn everything the hard way. Yeah. Go to a Democrat rally and wear a T-shirt that says, I'm with the communists. Let's see what this says. Never will they be trusted again. This is USA Today's Susan Page. Obama administration is not cooperating with the communist media. And this person is responding, saying, never will they be trusted again. Once a liar, always a liar in my book. The news media should have their press cards revoked. They betrayed their field of industry and the country. The Enemy Inside the Gates by Cicero. Look it up, man. It tells you everything. How dare you call out Obama when you were right there with him as co-conspirators? You're as guilty as Obama for promoting this takeover attempt. We the people will still be around after the communist in chief has retired. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. The next war is going to be nuclear, and we're not ready. We were more ready in the 50s, and if you've seen that missile launch blow up on the launch pad tonight, we're back to the 50s. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We can't even get a ride to space. We got to ask the Russians, and the Russians won't even let us ride in the back of the spacecraft. Guess who will be out of business because they lost their viewing audience? Oh, yeah. NBC, nothing but communist. ABC, always be communist. CBS, the communist broadcasting system. Yeah. Oh, here's a nice tune. It's 6 minutes. I hate to do it to you. But maybe we'll give it to where you can't take it no more. Oh, did you hear about the Clintons? You know they're breaking up, right? Yeah, we got the tape of tonight's episode.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
I'm going to give you Bimea Bistel Shane. Oh, the people in the 40s and the 50s, they had the best music. They were wholesome. They loved. There was no divorce rate. The saying was, you made your bed, now you sleep in it. time. And what can we say goodnight with? Say goodnight with. Oh, here's a stock market song. We're saying goodnight.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line? Just waiting for bread. Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built a tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Have a nice night.